Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What it is, another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Tim. I have to laugh. I will recognize the fact that Devin's in the house and Kate's on the ones and twos, but you just did such a, like, my parents are talking move right now. I said, welcome. You dropped your phone and looked up and said, that was pretty funny. My cat just like, yeah, okay, what's going on?
We're on.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Continue. You were saying?
I just say, speaking of parents, I told you guys this earlier, I do want to mention that. This last week's episode is the first one that Dad Tim has listened to. He's I didn't know you guys, like, I didn't know, I just, your podcast popped up. I listened to it. I'm like, so you listened to the most recent one? He's like, yeah. I'm like, the one about the crotch beard?
Yes.
He's like, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty funny.
Well, yeah,
sir,
Dad Tim, he liked it.
You've literally been featured on our show,
I'm like,
sir.
Dad, you were on the show.
Yeah. I think we need to have him back.
Of course. Actually, yeah. I mean, he'll be here tomorrow.
Wait a minute. Is he changing? Because now he's like, he's part of
Greg's
team's entourage.
I know. So he's actually coming into town tomorrow, which is, I mean.
Do we need to have a talk?
Well, maybe. I mean, so I'm actually taking tomorrow off. Because
you never do.
And I never do.
You're pulling a Devin over here.
Wait a minute. No.
I never do. And I'm not getting surgery.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm
sure?
Actually not getting surgery.
Okay. Can you prove it?
Yeah, it's right, so I got so Paul McCartney is going to be at MetLife.
Amazing.
And Paul McCartney's also turning 80.
Amazing.
And I saw him with my dad and sister a few years ago in Detroit and I cried. It was so good. And everyone knows how I feel about the Beatles.
Yes.
And
Buck Sexton, damn sure knows.
Yeah, Buck Sexton. I guess there's a Clay and Travis party tomorrow night too, which I'll be not be attending because I'll be seeing
either.
A Beatle, which is something you would never understand.
Yeah.
But I got like floor seats,
oh
which is
gosh.
Like I'm like okay, I'm just
you
gonna
full
I'm gonna do
you
it.
Went all out.
Well, my dad's flying because from Michigan. Yeah. I mean,
well,
this
the last Beatle,
is,
right?
So cool.
Well, Ringo, but
Ringo's
it's not the same.
No,
yeah.
No.
This is the closing, you know, night of the tour, and it's all the way, it's like at MetLife, so that's in Jersey.
Yeah.
He takes the stage at 8. We don't get done filming till 7:15.
Yeah.
And I don't want to miss any of it. So I'm leaving at 6:00. So
smart,
I took the whole day off.
Here's the thing about having great seats. You have to walk through all the seats to get to the great seats. And people like to steal seats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I used to do that.
Yeah.
I used to do that.
You better have your ticket handy and say, that's my
tips.
Seat.
When you walk to your seats. Let me give you a couple cultural loans here.
Yeah.
First of all, you got to act like you wish a mother was in your seat. And you even need to say something like, I know nobody's in my seat.
Yeah.
Everyone has to hear you because immediately be like, oh, we got to go. You know,
we got to watch out for her.
We got to watch out. Like, you know.
Hope I'm not in her seat.
And do this a lot. I'm sorry.
Looking at your
wrong
ticket,
row.
Making
okay,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
like let the person see who's thinking about going, she's checking. Okay, you know what? When you see them get up and like look around, you're like, that's a seat stealer. That's a seat stealer. So you got to, that way you get to your spot. So it's always good to go early.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I was a kid, my uncle Mike, we'd always go to Tigers games, baseball games. And he would, you know, we would always get the nosebleed seats and then look and see like what tickets were still available we'd walk or ride bikes to the stadium. And then whenever we'd be like, oh, those are still for sale. So we'll go sit there right behind home plate like
$11. Yep.
Yeah,
literally.
So I learned how to do, you know, I learned some of those kinds of things as a child. But, you know, this is obviously like, I spent a ridiculous amount of money, but it's not ridiculous because it's a Beatle and like he's turning 80 and who knows if he'll be back around or not.
And it's an experience.
And it's an experience.
With your dad.
With my dad.
And it's an older crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Is it just you and your dad going?
Are you bringing security with you?
No. So my dad's, Cam's coming and also my dad's girlfriend's coming. So it's going to be also like my dad's girlfriend, I'm sure she just appreciates the Beatles, just if for no other reason than my father has an age appropriate girlfriend, which is wonderful.
Well, nice.
And she's probably appreciating you sprung for the tickets.
And he keeps being like, I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to pay you back. I'm like, sure, sure, sure. Do it later. Cause it's like, no, you know, but, anyway, so it'll be like me and my dad will be like probably weeping the entire time. And then my, you know, Cam and like, and Jacqueline will be like, this is fun.
See where her head's at. Like how much is she, involved or invested into the Timp reality?
Because the Beatles are a huge part of our family,
right?
So I'm just like I'm so excited, and I knew it was on a Thursday. It was I never take a day off for anything.
Never, ever. Not even when you're sick.
Not even when
you
I'm
literally
sick.
Literally had COVID and took negative tests every 4 hours trying to get back.
I was exposed.
I was not supportive. Like
yeah.
Even if you are.
Yeah. Even if you're totally fine,
take the days.
I need to work. I want to work, even
just to come into work to hear, hey, morning, crackhead. Tonight?
Hey, I've never even got a minor in possession of alcohol. Like,
there's
I've never had office
rumors about you. Hear about the Timp this weekend? I didn't hear about it. I saw her Instagram. She was wearing a really small, scrawny sweats standing outside of a restaurant going, what?
Yeah,
exactly.
Throwing up the peace sign.
Yeah. Ironically, like my biggest addiction is definitely work.
Yeah.
Like,
which of all the addictions, that's the one what you get back doesn't necessarily hurt you because it's money.
Yeah.
You know, you do lose time.
Yeah,
of course.
You
do lose time. Time's always tough. But
yeah, but you're having fun.
Right. Yeah. It's not like I don't work in a coal mine.
Well,
right.
You love what you do.
Right.
You know, so that's always important.
Came back to just hear, hey, crackhead.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally like sometimes she'll sit in the chair he'll say, and Butterfield will say, and Cal will be like, what is your question?
Yeah. What is your, well, the funny thing is the only reason he's able to get away with that is, you know, because he knows that I do not have a drug problem.
Yeah.
Because why people like, but some people don't get it. Like, there's these old ladies, all the Bernices of the world, who they're like, some of them are mean, but you know, some of them are genuinely concerned.
But they're protective.
Yeah, yes. they're like, it's awful. Like, Kat has a drug problem, and they're all enabling it by allowing it. It's like, dude, no, because he wouldn't make those jokes if he thought that maybe I might have to take 90 days off to go to Passages Malibu.
Yeah.
Because then he really looks like an.
It's probably the same people that think that Dirtbag Deb is like a different person than you.
Well, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, well.
I mean, that's why
her intro music is
It's just
amazing.
Me with no makeup and a wig, but.
I know, but people probably, it's the same people.
A nose ring.
And then nose ring. And sometimes I take a little bit of.
You keep your eyes so big that you get a headache.
I've also taken like black eyeshadow a little bit and like put it around my eyes
to make it look,
I mean, I have natural dark circles, not to brag, but take it up a notch.
In your most recent skit, Dirtbag Deb was. I was getting a headache because your eyes were so large.
Yeah, it does definitely hurt.
You weren't blinking.
So one of the things that I think is important to put out there for when Kat does sketches, she does her own stunts.
Oh, yeah.
It's important to put out there. And she has a lot of injuries.
Yeah. I would actually say the only one that doesn't create physical
Pelosi
issues
almost
is...
almost killed you.
Yeah, Saki was the only one ever because... Pelosi's the worst on the eyes, and I'm always like, that one's the worst. And then Elizabeth Warren's tough on the voice.
Yeah.
The first impression I ever did was Elizabeth Warren right before the COVID, March 2020. And we did, it's one of the things I'm the most proud of because we had a weekly show. We had time. We did a full sketch, you know, and by that I mean like Greg and I both, we wrote it together. Like I wrote a draft. It was my idea. I wrote a draft of it. He added some ideas. And then I watched videos of her for 2 days.
Like that. Amazing.
And then we went in, but it was longer. And so we had to do different takes from different, you know, my coverage and then from, you know, a wide shot and then all this stuff. By the end of it, my voice is naturally raspy, so it doesn't take a lot for it to go out. By the end of it, I was like, I was really, really, really hoarse.
Yeah.
So
you do have to go to a completely different register for her.
Yes.
I'm just waiting for when all the brothers get into the White House so I can start, all the light skin
doing guys. That's why we doing some skits of your own.
We were so bummed about Kamala because it's like, I can't do that one.
No.
Which is why we did it with the toaster. We did it with the toaster. Remember that? Where it was a toaster sitting in the chair, so in like the pod, and I just did my normal voice. Like that was the joke, because I was obviously not trying to do an impersonation. And but I always think about when we had that toaster, we had to put it in like one of the pods. What if somebody was like waiting to do a hit.
And they're waiting,
or waiting
on the
to
toaster.
Film and they're waiting. Who's the other person in there? Like, is it Brett Baer?
No,
is it John
toaster.
Roberts? It's a
toaster.
Literal, it's a toaster.
But it's the one with the timer on it where you can adjust the browning of your
yeah,
toast.
Yeah. One of the not fancy
Speaking
ones.
Of which, you guys super dark toast or like light, medium? In
medium.
The
yeah. Like, I either want it just warm or like medium, but
Are
never
you,
burnt.
Do you ever force the toast? You know what I'm saying? Where like the handle, you can't wait the timer.
Yeah, and you just.
Yeah.
You're like, I've had enough.
Right.
Well, it's more anxiety because I'm like, did I
You
burn
have
it?
To find something to do when you're toasting.
It's tough.
You can't watch the toaster.
No.
Because time slows
long.
Down. Like, when you get in the thing staring at the toaster, you're like.
Do you have a regular toaster or toaster oven? I have a toaster oven.
We got a toaster.
Yeah, I don't have a regular toaster.
But I don't use it that much. It's such a dumb thing. It's like a toaster, like, you know, how often do you use it, really?
Well, that's why I like the toaster
well, like
oven, because you can, like, reheat stuff in it, and it's not, like, pizza and stuff. It's, you know.
The only way
Kids like toast.
Yeah.
Kids really like toast.
I don't have any of those.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah, you'd know if you did.
Yeah, the thing is, maybe, you know, someday maybe, but when I do, I am never telling anyone.
No, I
that
wouldn't.
You have kids?
No, that I'm pregnant.
Oh,
even.
Like, yeah, because there's no way we'd tell.
No, but even I'm not going to want to talk about it. It drives me nuts because it's like if a woman is like pregnant, that's like all anybody like ever wants to talk, anyone like talks to her about. So I would just be like, I don't want the on-air baby shower.
So
I'll be
just,
like, I'm
it
not
would just
pregnant.
Be awkward.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm not pregnant. And of course, I'm very small.
Yeah,
so I'm sure that
you're going to be
showing.
Popping.
6 hours pregnant, right. Yeah. Be showing.
We know when Kat's eaten. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I'm gonna be like, I even told Butterfield this. I told Craig, I was like, I'll just be like, I'm fat. I'll be
yeah,
like,
I'm
I think
weight.
I drank too many
Literally
beers
why
this
she's
weekend.
Talking,
this is my head. Too many beers.
There's a footprint moving from yeah. side to side while she's filming.
I'll be like, no, that must be
as
my.
She makes beer jokes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
going
to have to.
On air, going into
last
labor.
Night
like
I was so bombed.
Denying.
Yeah, I'll be like, I got face last night. I'm so bloated. And I'm sure there will be some of the Bernices of the world that are like, you're pregnant.
Yeah.
You're going to fetal alcohol syndrome.
You should just gaslight them.
I'm
no,
going to have to gaslight them. Because I don't want to be a mom. Like, I want to be a dad, you know?
Okay, I think you could do that.
I want to be
in
a dad.
This day and age, you 1,000%
Yeah, why
can.
Not? You
I even
that.
Told Cam
you
that.
Need two dads.
I told Cam, I'm like, listen, he's probably more nurturing
I would
than
say
I am.
You definitely give dad vibes.
I'm more of a dad, really.
I really can't judge either way, so.
No, I think, but that's not, I think that's just your dynamic of your relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you say
that's
that.
Okay.
I think we already kind of do that.
Here's the thing about parenthood. You have a plan, you think how you're going to do it, and then the little shows up and everything's completely
goes
off.
Goes out the window, yeah.
That's
you
know, what I'm scared of.
That's completely, everything goes completely off. Like everything changes. Everything you do, every thought process you have has to do around those little greedy individuals.
That's what scares me. And
like everything changes. Like you would have been like, yo, I got tickets for the Beatles. I'm so excited. Sitter calls. I got tickets for the Beatles too. I don't have a sitter, but I don't know anybody else. So sorry, guys. We can't go see Beatles.
Kat, I'll watch your kids.
Yeah, I'll never let that
I'll
happen.
Watch your kids if you're going
that.
To a Beatle.
I'm
a great babysitter.
She has a
see,
criminal record.
But already, Cam, like he's the guy who does like the housework, the chores.
Yeah. So you'd be, yeah. okay,
you
so,
know.
All right, here's the deal. Beatles, dad's in town. You guys got a 4-year-old. She's off on one of her many vacations.
Yeah,
with
she's on vacation with. Yeah.
Does Cam do the solid?
He would.
So he stays home with the
Cause
kid.
Because he doesn't, yeah, he's not that.
It's not his thing.
It's not his thing.
Right.
Okay.
We
it
also
is
have
his thing.
My mother in law lives pretty close.
Ah.
And she doesn't have any grandkids yet.
Well, then.
Except Carl.
She would be thrilled, I'm sure.
That's the thing. Everything plans around watching them because you can't leave those little. Things alone for
that's
at least,
not until they're 13
for at least
or,
18
no.
years, and
that's
now
what scares
we're hearing
me.
32 years.
That's what scares. Girl, that's what really scares me even more is, and again, everybody, I get emails because I stopped coloring my hair. Like I haven't had highlights in over a year because it takes so long, and it's the same reason I don't get manicures. I can't. It's so boring. It takes so long. No, and so I get all these emails
so
like
boring.
I notice you stopped coloring your hair. Congratulations. I'm like, I'm not pregnant. I won't be pregnant anytime soon. But I also, that's what scares me is, you know, the fact that like, especially as a woman, so much of it falls on, like, I'm not giving up anything that like a man wouldn't have to give up. And
we don't give up as much as moms do, but we do give up a lot of like all of our mental objectives change because you go from like seek and destroy worker to provider.
Right. Well, and
so
also
everything changes. So it's like, but you don't get the mom in the traditional sense.
Right.
But it's the mom stays home and the dad goes out and work. Well, you're a worker.
Right.
And Cam works too, but he can also work from home.
That's so
thing. Yeah.
For me, I mean, and again, like I never thought of this as being progressive. This is just what happened. But, you know, my dad stayed home with us because he was in like accounting, whatever stuff like that kind of thing where he could have his office in the basement and he could work at home. My mom was a school social worker. You can't
do that
counsel children.
I mean, you could,
but you know, she's there. So she was there, but then she had like summers off. So she was more, you know, but, I think you can kind of make it whatever you want.
It's not progressive. It's situation.
Right.
Right.
So you take the best situation for your family. It doesn't have to belong to any because everyone's different.
Hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's a thing. There's no formula. That's another thing, too. There's no blueprint.
Right.
For raising kids. There's absolutely no, except I know for sure you got to feed and water them.
Right.
That much I do know. And in some cultures, clothing's optional, but here in America, you got to clothe them, too. So we'll include that. And you got to hug on them and stuff. And like
love them.
Yeah, love their artwork, even when it's,
right. Lie to them.
You got to do those things. Well, you know, lie's a big word, Devin.
And, okay. Well, I don't have kids, so, you know, this is guessing. I mean,
do you want to have children?
Eventually, yes.
Eventually?
Sure.
See,
when
that's how I'm mad eventually. Like, I'm mad eventually about it. I mean, because I'm also afraid, like, and I've said this before, but I'm scared that they suck.
They suck when they're just like you.
That's what I'm worried
when
about.
When they're just like you, and she's like, you know what? I'm thinking about writing about shipwrecks.
I don't need school.
Like,
yeah.
And you'll go, wait, I already did that. No. When you
this
did it,
new.
It was stupid. Yeah. This is new. You don't even know.
This is my
you
thing, Mom.
Yeah. I worried if my kids, particularly a daughter, will hate me.
Yeah.
She will absolutely hate me.
You're
yeah,
so
but then
annoying.
She'll come around again. You
or
know,
not.
I mean, no, I think
and then I'll be like, I created this person to shit on me.
I don't think so, Kat. You're lovable.
What does Homer Simpson say? It's like it's something like parents, like you give up everything just to have someone say at the end of the day, you mess me up.
Yeah. Thanks for the therapy, Mom and Dad.
You know what, though? You know what's really unfair is I sit here listening to you guys talk about planning when you want to have a kid and how nice it is. And like, not now. And I don't want to.
Yeah, you didn't have that luxury.
I don't really. You really don't.
Well, it's
we just kind of get a call like, hey, congratulations.
And also,
awesome. I'll let my wife know.
And also, yeah, for you, obviously, there's a dad and like, you know, a good dad like Tyrus, like you're a great dad,
you are a great
even
dad.
Though for you, that's logistically, even though it's logistically tough for you, in your situation,
you
it takes a lot more effort.
Dog.
You still are. And obviously, so yeah, there's a million different, but again, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm not even thinking about it anytime soon. I just was in the elevator and I got like my third email congratulating me on my pregnancy because I'm not getting highlights, but I haven't been getting highlights.
Wait, I've never,
I guess you can't, I Googled it. I didn't even know.
You can't highlight
your hair for like the first trimester.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Ooh.
Which I have not. I got
well,
highlights.
That's a deal breaker for Devin.
Devin's out. For that reason,
no
I'm out.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, I gotta stop highlighting.
What are the
my
side
hair.
Effects exactly?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what am I letting go here?
Exactly. If I do a little
slow
highlight,
at math?
If I do a half head of highlights, like what is it gonna do?
Yeah,
you
just for the record, Tyrus and Timf, and unfortunately, I have to say Devin in this one, we do not
condone
keeping highlights on.
No.
When you're pregnant,
you gotta do
but
what you
if
gotta
you
do.
Must, we.
Research
stress
it.
To research. Thank you.
Yeah, research. Talk
it's
to
also,
a doctor.
You think about like back in the day, it's like moms were just like faced.
I know. And
you know?
I mean, like the
pregnant
like,
women were face.
The kids didn't necessarily turn out
ripping
fine.
Ripping cigs. Just ripping cigs.
Sending you to the store to get cigs.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's the other thing. I used to be alone at home like
all the time.
Yeah, when I was like, you know, babysitting my siblings were like toddlers and I'm like in grade school. And now it's like you get arrested if your kid like walks to this corner store who's like 10. It's crazy.
I remember taking like a babysitting class in fifth grade and I was like 12 years old, like a babysitting course.
Yeah, so did I.
At like the babysitting
club. I didn't
club.
Take a course. I just was handed a kid.
And then, I would babysit people at like 12 years old. I was babysitting like 5-year-olds and 3-year-olds.
Yeah, because it is very...
Who is letting that
it
happen?
It is very easy. But like, they're fine. Are these... Right. Did you kill...
They were all
it's
good.
It's so easy to not burn down a house. Like, it's so easy to not...
Well, see, you're talking from the perspective of being a girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Boys, we can burn down.
Yeah. I had a boy babysitter for a couple of years, and he didn't burn my house down.
Wow, okay. That's... usually we just... You know, boys don't get that job. It was very...
Well, sexist. I had a younger brother, so, we didn't really need to be... babysat, but he did.
So my mother worked nights, so we were raised by the phone call. They'd be like, when the phone rings at 7 o'clock, you pick
you
it
know.
Up. And if
you
you're
know.
Not in, that means you're outside and you're and there'd be a Post-it on the refrigerator. And we didn't have the little cute Post-it, so it'd be a big piece of paper with tape on it. So or magnets. We had all the different alphabet magnets.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be the Ten Commandments for the day of what you had to do to avoid a beating at 7 a.m. before you go to school and she came home from work. So it would be like directions on dinner, laundry responsibilities, cleaning your room, behavior, how many kids you're allowed in the house, and I'll be checking and I have the neighbors watching and you don't know which one.
Yeah.
Act accordingly. And that was scripture. You did not go off of that. Every once in a while, one of us would try to go rogue. The other one would be like, I'm not getting whooped for you. Says here, bedtime, 7:30 for you. Go to bed, bro. And I'll turn up the TV louder.
Right.
And we make those deals like,
well, now
you can't watch me. You can stand in the other room and look over the thing, but you're not watching TV. Right. Like, sometimes I would adjust the TV a little, try to adjust the TV so you could see from his room when he was grounded.
Right.
But like, he was not in this room.
Well, now it's like, there's like Nest cams. You can just have, cameras like watching.
But moms didn't need cameras back then. They knew. My mom would walk in the house and be like, okay, somebody was eating. Watching TV in the living room.
Yeah, but it seems, my mom obviously, she was like that too, but now it's just so, like, it's crazy to me to think that now, like, kids never again will have the ability to, like, go out and tell their mom they're somewhere, but really they're somewhere else. You can, like, track.
Literally put a tracker to their body.
I know a woman who, her kids are all in their 20s. Maybe the youngest is maybe, like, 19, let's say.
Yeah.
She has Find My Friend on all their iPhones
like
and whatever, and she's like, oh, let me see if she's left for work yet, like, where is she? And I'm like, if my mom,
wait a minute, so you can put it on your phone?
Yeah, you can.
So this tracking thing on my back, I don't have to have anymore?
You can get rid of that.
Jesus.
But I just am like, if my mom, even now, if my mom had like my like, why do you need that? Like, I'm fine. Yeah. I'm not doing anything crazy. Do you trust me? I don't know.
Oh, in our neighborhood, the moms of the neighborhood had really long cords, squiggly cords on their phone, so they could step out of the house and be like, yeah, he's over here. He's playing.
Oh, we had one of those.
Yeah. She could literally take the cord that goes in the wall, not the landline part, the clear part, the little squiggly phone part that connects the phone to the button thing. And it would stretch forever, but it would get knots and stuff. And she'd be like swinging it around and be like, but you were never allowed on the phone. You could never explain your case.
Right.
Be like, yeah, he's over here in the pool. Your mom says you weren't supposed to be swimming today. Get out of the pool. But your mom, you need to go home. Yep. I'm sending him home. Like, no. And just for you to run a block home to try to explain yourself, then you can maybe come back to get in the pool. But you were never allowed to make the
call. Well, then you got to do the walk of shame back to the pool. Like, my mom said I can come back to the pool.
But I have to sit at home.
Question for Devin. Were you one of those kids that had their own phone line?
No. Oh,
I was
God.
So jealous.
No, I wasn't even allowed a TV kids. In my room.
No, I didn't have a TV. Me neither. We didn't even have TV. We didn't have like cable. We didn't have air conditioning. We didn't have a sprinkler system. Whatever. But I was very jealous.
How was it on the Partridge Family?
I was very jealous of the kids that had their... Because my mom would be yapping on the phone to her sisters, one sister, another, all day. And it's like... And then you couldn't use the internet when they were on the phone, and it's just, man. But what you could do is you could leave and they'd have no way of knowing whether you were at Britney's like you said you were, or whether you and Britney were somewhere else.
You were in a field somewhere next to a bonfire.
Exactly. Classic. Always a bonfire.
Your best friends.
Yeah, 30 guys.
Yeah.
No, we never, man.
And a bottle of
E&J. I remember when call waiting happened. And so that led to a lot of fights on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to call at times. It wasn't like, because you had one phone in the house. And you would get home from school, and for some reason, the window for calling was between, like, I got home at 3 o'clock or whatever, and if one of my friends wanted to call me, because guys didn't really talk on the phone that long. It was like, hey, can you play or not?
Right.
But then you mess around and get, like, your first girl who likes you, but her, you have to call her friend. So you have to talk to the friend because to see if you like her.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the friend, and then your friend gets involved. So you have somebody speaking on each other's behalf for you. It was very political back then.
You're like literally playing telephone.
Yeah.
On
but
the telephone.
Like the two of them will be talking and then they'll get call waiting and then you could have party lines. Or you could have other people on it. So the big thing to do was like, you not say anything while your friend talked
asked
for you. Ask the other girl if she liked you. Like that's what the whole thing was. But then what ended up always happening was your friend found a way to you over and, because he really liked the girl, because that's why he was doing it in the first place. But it was all done that. But nothing was worse when you're on the phone and you hear a beep and you know it's like for your brother. So you're not going to click over. You're not clicking over. And he's like, I have a call. My friend's supposed to call at 3 o'clock. No. And
it's I don't a beep. Hear anything. It's a beep. Sorry.
You don't answer. And then finally you're like, ah, man, fine. The phone rings. He answers. No, it wasn't me. Tyrus is on the phone. He didn't click over, Mom. Mom wants to talk to you. That is the worst walk to the phone because the phone was your future. You knew what was coming, and it was not good. And then if you lost phone privileges,
right,
TV privileges, and couldn't go outside, life was horrible in my house. It was so quiet.
Did you guys have to answer the phone a certain way? My mom made us like we had a little script we had to say like
no.
when we answered the phone.
She's not here. She's working.
Oh no.
She'll pay it
Ours
Tuesday.
Was like, hi.
She'll pay it Tuesday.
Ours was, hi, you've reached the Kellys. Who may I say is speaking? Oh. And then they'd say, okay, hold on one moment.
Yeah,
and
no
then,
one does that anymore.
Yeah, I used to have to answer the phone.
I'm
going to
start doing
like
that on my cell phone. Hi, this is Tyrus' cell phone. May I ask who's speaking? Thanks for calling.
That's how I answer my work phone.
Because it's your work phone.
I'm like, hi, this is Devin.
Oh, that's good. And you start doing. Yeah, we.
Because people call me Kelly a lot, so I have to remind them that my name is.
Answering a Timpf residence. Like, you didn't do that?
No. This is the Timpfs. This is Kat speaking. Yeah, you used to have to say, this is Devin speaking. Who may I say is calling?
I remember I got hit in the head with a phone because my phone, like, who this? It's like.
I'm sorry. Sup.
Yeah. What you want, man? Your mom's. Some dude on the phone.
Yeah, I don't think that would have gone over.
Who are you? He's like, I'm a friend of your mother's. We don't
Young
call
man.
Her mother. Well, it's mom. Your mom. And then my mother would get upset because she'd be like, it's mom. It's mother or mom. It's not ma.
Ma.
Ain't no, you do not say ma. I am not a mom.
If I referred to my mom as she, like, well, she said, and I'm not she, I'm your mother.
So you Who's were getting she? Pronouns yeah. before yeah. it was cool.
Yeah.
Timpf was getting pronouns before it was cool.
Yep.
Mom Timpf knew what was up.
If I was like, well, she mom, she said, I'm like, she, you mean my mother said.
Yeah.
You're my mom. I'm not just she. I was like, okay, calm down. But I would actually never say that because.
Yeah. Oh, you would. That would
no.
Because
it.
I want to live.
Have you ever had your.
You value your life.
Have you ever had your mom tell you don't think?
Oh,
like, don't. Oh, I just thought, who told you to think? Are you think? Let me catch you thinking again. The next time I see a thought, you get, are you think? What are you doing right now? And you're just, I don't know what the non-thinking face is.
Yeah, you're like.
And you just freeze up. She'd be like.
You're like, I'm trying to look as dumb as possible right now.
Yeah, if I see you even get a little idea in your head, that's it, mister. You're done. And be like, and you're like, I don't know what the non. And I just freeze up. I never got that. She'd be like. You don't think, you don't move, you don't breathe unless I tell you. And she would be telling me this when I was a foot taller than her.
Exactly.
So it
just. It worked though.
It didn't do nothing, didn't move, did not move.
You did not have a thought.
My brother was the questioner.
Yeah.
He was the one who would make it worse for everybody. Were any of you brave enough to ask for things on your own or would you set up your brother and sister to do it?
Oh, if we wanted something specific for dinner. Like if I wanted something other than like chicken for dinner or whatever, we wanted to like eat out
chicken,
or if we
wanted
a lot of chicken
and rice,
a ton of chicken,
mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But if we wanted like pizza or something, my brother was the youngest and the cutest. So he'd be like, Brendan, go ask mom if we can order pizza for dinner tonight. Like, I know it's not Friday, but, you know, maybe she'll get us Chinese food or something like that.
Okay, so you guys.
And we'd force my brother to do it.
When he did it, did he throw you under the bus?
Sometimes if we were trying to convince him to do something that he didn't necessarily agree with, like if he wanted Chinese over pizza, he'd be like, Megan and Devin want to order pizza, but I want Chinese. Like, you know, he'd be like,
okay, he would get his way, right?
Yeah. But still, to this day,
what my brother would do, I'd be like, hey man, ask mom if we can go to the movies. He'd be like, Tyrus wants to know if we can go to the movies.
He wants to go to the movies.
And then she'd be like, no, you guys can do your chores. I told him the same thing, but he kept telling me to ask you. And so I'm asking because he told me to. And she'd be like, tell your brother to come here. Tell him to come here right now. And then I'd be like, you, for real? Like, he would do that all the time. So we would always do that. Eric would be like, ask mom if we can stay up. Ask mom if we can stay up to 10:30, please. But don't say Eric wants to know. Please don't say that.
It was always the best when my cousins were around and we wanted to like have a sleepover with my cousins.
It was just me and my brother so that we had no alibis, and she would gladly spank two for the price of one.
I now realize why my parents and my aunts and uncles always said no to like sleepovers and stuff or staying later
at
holidays.
Who did it?
Well, also because, you know, they had work the next day and they didn't want to drive to get us. And I totally get that now as someone who has work the next day. I also want to leave.
That's going to be tough for Kat.
I also want to leave at like
8 p.m. Can't go to work because the kids are homesick.
Yeah. Ooh.
Better feel better.
Ooh, yeah. Well, you do the whole thing. In my day, I'd get sick all the time.
I just
went to work.
If I stopped life every time I was sick, I would never leave the house.
Yeah, well, you stopped life, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Quiet, Timp Jr. How many times? I can't deal with her. Cam, get your daughter. I'm naming the firstborn child
Cheens 2.
Cheens 2? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cam, we don't get a shot in that one either.
No. You want to be on the birth certificate, babe?
Yeah.
Then we're also putting Cheens 2 on there.
Only if Cheens is not here.
Of course.
Because right. Cheens would be like...
Cheens would be really upset if he was... Yeah.
Or flattered.
Maybe he doesn't even get the last name. Yeah. Maybe the baby's name Cheens Timpf the Second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it was...
Gonna be up to me. Ricky my body, Gervais. My choice.
Exactly.
Ricky Gervais said it best about cats. He says, if they were bigger than us, they'd eat us.
Yeah.
Just eat us.
Yeah.
They hate us.
They hate us. They truly do.
They're literally waiting to eat our face off when we die. He didn't say that part, but yeah. They really don't like us. Wow, man. This turned into, we went to the Wayback Machine.
I know. Yeah. I love it. I feel like...
Okay, last Wayback question.
Okay.
Did you have rotary or push button?
Push button.
We had a push button phone, but my grandmother had a rotary.
Yeah.
And she had it with the like earpiece on the side and you talk into the little like
microphone.
So you
always saw those
thing.
And they thought they were cool and run and grab them and they'd be like, this doesn't work.
My grandmother's did.
Oh, yeah. Because dialing...
But
then
it rang.
You didn't know a number.
Yeah.
Took a while.
Oh, like, and then if you messed up, oh, man, I went to the four instead of the three. Damn.
How did, and no, you know what, and you talked about like how nobody, it's so different now. Because you could, I think while we were talking about this, I figured out the riddle why you were able to be at home by yourself, do things by yourself, and you were relatively safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was no way for you to alert strangers
that
what
you
was
were
going
home
on
alone.
Because you weren't on the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
And there wasn't somebody pretending to be a little girl going, hey, are you at home? Is your mom home? And then, oh, I do this, this, and this. And
yeah, my mom's
so
not
going to
be home for another 7 hours.
Yeah. And if you didn't know how to use the phone, or because if they unplug the phone and take the cord, you're done. There's nothing you can do.
And I was always told that if somebody called asking for my mom or dad while they were gone to say that they were in the shower or they were doing something that they could not come to the phone
I perfected most of my lying with covering for my mom with bill collectors and people she didn't want to talk to on the phone. I was pretty good at that. So, yeah, I guess you just learned that.
Yeah.
So, I guess, what did we learn today?
I learned
that it was better back then.
It was more
freedom.
Babysitter's club.
Kat and her friend go hang out at bonfires with their best 30
in the woods.
Male friends.
Love it.
Oh, yeah.
And Kat wants to be a really, really invested, proactive dad. So I think that's cool.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this. I can't wait.
Yeah,
we're gonna.
You gotta let us know how much crying there was.
I'm gonna cry.
Oh, that's right. The Beatles.
Yeah, I'm excited. The Beatle. There's just one. Yeah.
Well, I mean Ringo, but you know
he's not gonna be there though.
Paul's just gonna.
Paul's sharing stages no more. Come on, man. Mm-hmm. He bought Michael Jackson's catalog. He's, you know, He's a solo
He's good.
Act now.
He's good. He's got the Skechers thing going. He's
yeah.
good.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, that's right. He does. Yeah. And, well, I learned. The internet sucks.
Yeah.
The internet really
it's
sucks.
It's ruined everything.
It's taken a lot of things away, and it's made everybody more vulnerable. So
Amen.
There we go. All right. Well, for more podcasts like this,
just like this.
You can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. She's the Timph. I'm Tyrus. Devin, take it home.
Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.